Paperwork, either in paper or digital form, is a necessity in life. There's little getting around that. However, the answers to the keep questions, what do we keep? Why do we keep it? How do we keep it? For how long do we keep it? Are very different today than it was in the 20th century. With the common technology in our lives today, email, electronic banking, scanners, online accounts, the many ways we can access information today mean all those keep questions may deserve new answers. Paperwork is also one of the biggest complaints that professional organizers hear about when we speak with people about what isn't working in their home, what drives them crazy. Here are some of the top problems I hear about when people are complaining about paper. You can't find what you need when you need it. You're incurring late fees and penalties from unpaid bills because you didn't keep track of the paper or the task. You miss important dates or other opportunities because you've lost track of your paper. You've run out of space for how much paper you can save. Your management of paperwork is creating stress for your relationship or your career. When these problems exist, it can be a call to action that it's time to edit down your piles of paperwork and change your paper processing system. Again, some barriers arrive just in time to stop you in your tracks. Barriers like future fear, which is, but what if I need this someday? It's the most common barrier when it comes to paperwork and files. We imagine that someday we might need something and that this is the only source for it. Sentimentality. But these are all my old birthday cards or school papers or report cards or kids' artwork and so on. The collection of papers serves to only represent or document our past. We've already been dealing with this already, and this is going to go deeper in our paper week. You want to dispose of it safely or smartly. That's asking, does this need to be shredded or can I just recycle it? And purposeless practicality. This coupon is still good, or, well, I might want to read this or look into this someday. All of these are surmountable barriers, and you can tame or even conquer each one as you face them. It may require a closer look at your specific why when it comes to holding on to different categories of paper. Here are a few examples. Some people keep paper because they don't trust institutions. They believe that if they let go of a piece of paper and a company comes back to them and says they owe money or didn't do something they were supposed to do, that they can't prove it isn't true without that paper. The truth is, rarely do those what if events come up, and certainly not in proportion to the amount of paper that people still hold on to just in case. The problem situation exists when someone's instinct tends to be, I'd rather hold on to 1,000 pieces of paper if it justifies that I had the one that I needed in that pile. And then paper takes over the house. Some people keep paper because they fear being audited. When someone proclaims that you must provide evidence that you didn't do anything wrong, they will keep everything, even if it's not tax related, out of fear that every piece of paper that has to do with money that was spent is critical. Again, if someone is saving items from an overabundance of fear, and papers that aren't even helpful for an audit, it can be a problem. Sitting with a tax accountant to review your situation can help dissect irrational fear from a smart and safe plan. Sometimes people keep paper because it helps them be a resource of information, either because they want to be helpful or maybe because they want to be proven right and think as paper as evidence. They keep things to get their hands on it just in case they ever want to refer to it again if a topic comes up. Their personal library is there to tap into whenever they need it, or because they think they should or might want to read it someday. These kinds of papers include recipe files, home improvement ideas, workout plans, medical advice, magazine articles, even appliance manuals. Many keep paper because it genuinely comforts them to see the life they have lived. It's more of a museum than a functional system. It may even be hyper-organized, and they can tell you everything about it. It's a badge of honor for them. Finally, some people keep paper because they believe every scrap of paper is equally important to the next, and all are of critical importance. This knocks on the door of hoarding tendency, and if you think it might apply to you and want more insight, let's talk. Whatever you discover as you are going through your papers is something to help you keep in mind to keep paper at bay before it gets into your piles or filing systems. When you dive in, it's bound to be stressful, overwhelming, and it will get worse before it gets better. Just keep in mind the key questions we're always asking ourselves in this challenge. What is the real role these items play in my life today and in my foreseeable future? Why am I valuing these items as more important than other things I've been working hard on all this time, struggling with the storage space, cleaning, and maintenance of spaces? What am I gaining today by keeping these items? Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.